This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas Winds Community Band is all about truth in advertising. The ensemble is based in Arkansas, is wholly formed by non-professional musicians from the Northwest Arkansas community, and performs band music that takes advantage of brass and woodwinds. The Arkansas Winds Community Band. This summer, the band will be playing a wide variety of traditional band favorites, think Sousa, as well as pop, standards, and selections from the likes of Benny Goodman. The Arkansas Winds next perform tomorrow night at the Botanical Gardens of the Ozarks for the annual Red, White, and Blooms event. Then Monday night, the 4th of July, the band will play at the City of Bentonville's Holiday Gathering, and later in July will be on stage at Walton Arts Center as part of a junior high band camp. Recently, Alan Fields, the president of the board of directors for the band and a member of the band, came to KUAF to talk about the community-based group.
We have several occupations involved with the group. You know, I'm a computer programmer at the university. We have several teachers from the area and a music store manager, that, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
I mean, it takes that title of community very seriously.
Right, it does, yes. We don't have any professional musicians. There are a couple of people who make their main living in music, and they perform with us, and we're glad to have them. But most of us are just normal people who either was in band in high school or college and or college, and then continue to play after that.
The first concert I want to talk to you about is Wednesday, when it's the Red, White, and Blooms
right.
at Botanical
mm-hmm.
Garden of the Ozarks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What's on the program for that evening?
The patriotic portion is going to be American Overture for Band, Semper Fidelis, Armed Forces Salute, and, of course, the favorite Stars and Stripes Forever. And then the other parts are there's a Benny Goodman melody, and then a pop and rock legend Chicago melody.
So you got Stars and Stripes, the tribute to Chicago, Benny Goodman, a lot of brass. You're going to get some good brass.
Yeah, our group is about 70 people playing, and we're about split down the middle, brass and woodwind. There are some brass features and some woodwind features.
70 people. Have day jobs. When do you get together to rehearse?
Well, we rehearse Monday evenings at Farmington High School from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. This is our last series of concerts for our season. We usually go from October through July. And so we have turned out that we're going to have three concerts within 3 weeks, which is just because of the way schedules fall.
The Wednesday night concert at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks is outside.
Yes, yes.
Does that make a difference?
Yes, it does. It's on the great lawn there, which is a really beautiful place. We actually have to be mic'd for an outside concert, and so that's a little different than what we're used to. It is also different in that a lot of times you just feel like playing louder because you can't hear the other people as well in the group. So it takes some adjustment.
How does a program come together? Because if you've got 70 people, usually have 70 opinions.
Yeah, well, that's true. We do have that.
For better and worse.
Yeah, but our main person, the person who picks our program is Michael Ferguson. He's actually a music director at Sage Music, and he's also been our director for about 12 or 13 years now. You know, pretty much what it is we find it's a combination of finding a location to perform and then as well as a function to perform at. For example, the Botanical Gardens came to us and asked if we'd be interested in performing during their concert series. And, of course, we jumped at the chance. And then Michael takes a look at what the venue is or what the function might be for, and then he puts together a program according to that. You know, he does take some input, you know, like we'll read something at a rehearsal, and then he'll say, well, did everybody like that? And usually, you know, as long as we get to play, we usually like it.
So that is Wednesday night.
Right.
It begins at 7.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. at the Botanical Gardens. And you talk about a turnaround. Monday,
right.
July 4th, you're at Orchard Park in Bentonville.
Yes. A couple of years ago, we were invited to play during their 4th of July fireworks And it's last year was our first year, and it was well. There was a lot of people attending, and the fireworks were great. Once again, that's an outdoor concert, so once again we have to be mic'd, and but they do a great job over there of setting up a performance area. They actually bring in staging and set up a stage.
And then the end of the season is in the middle of July, like July 10th,
right,
I believe.
July 10th.
At yeah. Walton Arts Center. And that's part of a junior high band camp?
That's correct, yeah. And that's always a great venue. The Walton Arts Center is a great place to play, and it's indoors, which isn't like our outdoor concerts. And we get to play for a very enthusiastic group of about 900 to 1,000 band camp students. And so one of the things we always like to emphasize at that concert is that 20 years from now, you'll be up here with us. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an important message because obviously out of those 900 to 1,000 young people, mm-hmm. most will not be professional musicians.
That's true.
But to see adults up there who do have other vocations and to see that they still love performing music and there's still an audience to perform for. I think that's probably an important thing for them to see.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that's what we do mention to all of them, you know, like you said, many of you will not become professionals, but there is always this outlet. And one of the things is for community concert bands, there's several groups around the country and we all are on a listserv. So one of the things we all do is send out emails about what our upcoming performances are and what we're playing. And so it actually lets you get a feel for how it is around the country. And one of the things that happened this past rehearsal is one of our former members lives in Fayetteville, Georgia now, mm-hmm. and just happened to be in the area. And so she sat in with us, which is always a good thing. You know, one of the things that this national list is if anyone is actually a community band person and they're out traveling, you know, you can actually check this list. And if you just need your community band fix for that week, you can always stop in at some community band around the country. One other thing about the music camp concert, even though it is for the music camp, is specifically for the music camp participants, the public is invited to that. What we do is we kind of have the public sit in the balcony. And then the orchestra level is for the campers. So you don't necessarily have to find yourself in the middle of 900
enthusiastic.
Junior high band members.
So Red, White, and Blooms, which is 7 o'clock Wednesday night at the Botanical Garden. Then Monday, the 4th of July.
Right.
You're about 8:30. You'll take – but I think it's Chase Missy that's ahead of you.
Is it? Oh, Chase Missy? Yeah, we've played after them before. Yeah, they're a great group. Yeah.
And then Sunday, July 10th?
Right, at 7 o'clock at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville.
Is there a charge for the Walton Arts Center?
No, there's not a charge for any of the three.
Great.
All right.
And finally, if someone hears this and says, you know what? I have the trumpet, I have the trombone, and I'd love to be part of the community band. I didn't know it existed. How would they go about?
Well, we have a website, arkansaswinds.org, and we have an email info@arkansaswinds.org, and you can actually just do a Google search for Arkansas Winds, so, and that would get you to us.
And if people come and they say, now I want to put an instrument with the voice, I've heard Alan Fields, where should they look for you?
Well, I play French horn with the group, and so I'll be in the French horn section.
Where did you play French horn when you were in a school?
Well, I went to Van Buren. I graduated from Van Buren, and then I went here at the university. So I was at the university for a few years and graduated from there. And so then was off several years and then actually found the Winds myself.
Alan Fields is the president of the board of directors for the Arkansas Winds Community Band. They'll perform next tomorrow night at the Botanical Gardens of the Ozarks for the annual Red, White, and Blooms concert. This is Ozarks at Large.